Well, it's March.
I know. It's and we're fine, right?
We're like okay.
What happened? We were.
Yeah, but then we've had we were doing great, and then we just you know I don't know.
Okay,
it's already March.
All right. Yeah, I mean it is March, but I think we're gonna be fine. I think we're still on track.
I think we're gonna be on track if I pull a lot of hours in these next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm gonna be doing a lot of writing to get it ready.
Okay. Well. Yep.
I think we've been saying for like a week and a half now we should have this list of region quests done, and they're not done yet.
Well, that is true. All right, hold on. Let me go look.
They're hard to write.
Yeah.
We're like getting there.
You started writing way more than I thought we were writing for each of these, so I got scared.
Yeah, we need to give people guidance.
You're right.
We need to like
right.
set things up.
And yeah, you're right. I just, you know.
Yeah.
When we had stuff initially written down, it was pretty short and sweet, and I was like, yeah, easy peasy.
Easy peasy, yes, I agree.
And then it did not do that anymore.
But, the first two we had were the tower and the star. When we first talked about this, what we were saying was like, oh, the tower should mean there's a big scary tower. And we should, like, have this sort of, the tower can't exist unless there's ways to make the tower exist. But, you know, so you got to introduce a quarry into the region. You need to introduce, like, a forest, towns for labor, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here... Molly, how do you feel about the game Betrayal at the House on the Hill?
Do I have to answer that question?
Yeah.
Hang on, are there Betrayal? Are there Betrayal? If you're a fan of Betrayal House on Haunted Hill, turn off the podcast. That game fucking sucks ass, man.
That game sucks so bad, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think it's terrible?
Because every one of those little missions is the same, and they just kind of dress it up like they aren't the same.
Okay. Yes.
And also, most of them are extremely unbalanced.
Yes. Yeah. It's one side or the other just wins. It's like, yeah. But also, like, the basic thing you're doing is identical every time, right?
Yeah.
They just change the name. Like, oh, you gotta go find 3 candles in 3 cupboards. Oh, but this one, you gotta find 3 sigils in 3 books.
It's just, yeah, the thing is, it's mostly just, you know how you have mission, you're gonna boot up Call of Duty Modern Warfare, right? And you can play Search and Destroy, you can play Deathmatch. Or you can play Capture the Flag's not in there. Whatever. You understand what I'm saying. But those are the 3 types of game, despite the fact that there are, you know, 8 maps that you can play those on. You're still doing the same 3 things.
Now, here's the problem.
Yeah. You're going to say that's what we did?
We were writing Betrayal at the House on the Hill prompts.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, kind of. A little bit.
Yeah. So, I think we needed to get away from that. Write a little bit more detailed, give people more storytelling prompts that will intersect with the personal quests in fun ways.
Yeah.
So that is kind of how I've pivoted. And yeah, it's gone from maybe 1 or 2 sentences per thing to like 200 to 500 words per.
Yeah. Yeah. Card. It's been kind of going crazy.
I am imagining in the final book, this will be about a page per card, you know?
Yeah, that is not what I thought we were doing.
Maybe 2 cards
started
per page.
And you might, and like, listen, I think you're probably right. Also just was not the level I was anticipating.
I think that it's not the level I was anticipating either, but when I sat down to start working on these, I'm like, no, these have to be more detailed if they're going to feel different. They don't feel different enough if it's just find 3 things and then go do the thing. Like, what are we doing? Why have the mapping shit, you know?
That's true.
So how about we just start going through what we have so far, and as we get to ones that we haven't filled in yet, we can talk them out.
Yeah.
Because we have at least pitches for all of them, but I think a lot of them need some refining. Some of them I'm like, literally like, oh, I wrote like 2 of the sentences and I just need to go back and finish it.
Yeah. I was at least feeling good when we had all the pitches on the sheet. But now, you're right, I'm a little more scared.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad you're scared. We need scared.
Okay,
right now.
All right, jeez.
Use that, Molly.
No, it's not. Not a good motivation.
So I think we talked about leveling up last time, and what we talked back and forth since then about, I think the way it should work, when you finish a region, you have like a kind of bigger campfire scene where you do your level ups and you do like you divine where your quest is going to take you next, right?
Okay.
So you draw the tarot card.